Welcome to the VAT update for February 2014. And in this month's podcast, we've got five items. Podcasts are a convenient way of spending 5 minutes to update yourself. And if you wish to do further research, you can read the notes that accompany the podcast and even follow the links included in those notes. But we begin with the serious question of whether belly dancing could obtain the education exemption for VAT. This was the issue addressed by Audrey Cherouvier, who had a dancing school that taught belly dancing. Now, she did so seriously and provided a structured education, so she believed that she was within the exemption at Item 2 of Group 6 of Schedule 9, but HMRC disagreed and served a registration backdated to 2009, creating a liability for VAT on Ms. Cherouvier of £52,921. Ms. Cherouvier was unable to give evidence that belly dancing was taught in school, although it was recognised that dance is taught in school and in certain colleges and universities. But her lack of evidence meant that her claim was doomed to failure. The first-tier tribunal, which gives persuasive authority, concluded that the activity is recreational, and although it may be studied with as much diligence as a proper course of educational study, it is not within the exemption for VAT. It was an expensive mistake to make because she owes nearly £53,000, and she's unlikely to be able to recover the VAT bill from her former students. In cases of doubt, a ruling should be obtained. The second item is an announcement by HMRC that the official statistics will be revised on Budget Day, giving a measure of how big the VAT gap might be. It was, in December 2013, announced to be 11.4%, and I predict it will grow by the budget announcement. HMRC have also announced a consultation on intra-stat reporting, and this provides useful information to the government, including how to quantify the balance of payments. And at 22 pages, it might be of interest to any clients who are involved in this area. Another interesting case is that of a college, the Brockenhurst College, which taught students performing arts and catering and restauranting. And the question was, did meals produced by students of a catering college and did plays and other forms of entertainment produced by the students require to be charged at standard rate VAT, or could it benefit from the exemption? Now, looking at the meals, although the same point of principle applies on the entertainment side, the meals were sold at 80% of cost, and as soon as that figure is available, you would say this cannot possibly be in the course of furtherance of a business. But HMRC argued that taxes due on the final consumer, which in this case was the meals being sold to the public. Fortunately, the first-tier tribunal looked at the larger picture and decided in favour of the college, so the HMRC appealed to the upper tribunal, and the upper tribunal have upheld, with a decision of precedent, the argument that in this case, the main function of the activity was to educate the students, and consequently, it was a composite supply, with the sale of the meals being an auxiliary activity to the primary purpose, which was the better education and practice of the students, both in providing catering in a restaurant and in putting on plays and forms of entertainment. So the sales did benefit from the VAT exemption. Finally, on 3rd February, HMRC published a revenue brief 0614, which sets out HMRC's position following the European Court of Justice decision in what I'll call PPG Holdings, because I couldn't begin to pronounce the rest of the case. But the case concerned an employer's entitlement to deduct VAT paid in services relating to the administration and management of a defined pension scheme. And with so many schemes being in deficit and employers having to contribute more to fund the deficit, the issue of recovering the cost of VAT could be important. And so I recommend that you read this brief in full and advise any clients or employers to consider whether it would be good to make a claim for a refund of all in-date years. I hope you found something of interest. Thanks very much for listening. The next VAT podcast will be due on the 14th of March, but in between there's going to be a general tax podcast published on the 28th of February.